9B mobile. 9B, this is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, K4RYL. Name on this end is Rylan. Romeo Yankee Lima, Alpha November Delta.
Andy, and hey, round that off quick. My name's Leon, Noel spelled backwards. And my call's November Charlie 9 Victor. And are you having fun in this hot afternoon?
Too quick, the name is Rylan, spelled Romeo Yankee Lima Alpha November Delta. We're fortunate enough to be, work-wise inside. I used to be out driving. I work in logistics and logistics management and all that stuff, and I used to be out driving around and this kind of stuff, but now I'm now an office man, so days like this, I'm kind of glad I'm not crawling in and out of a truck.
So what are you doing? Are you a broker? I just went and had my DOT physical done. What a coincidence.
Broker, I just moved back to Greenville. I grew up in Greenville and just spent about 20 years in Charleston getting experience with steamship lines, ocean containers, and all that stuff. Trucking, warehousing, you pretty much name it. And just got a job as a logistics manager for a local company, but not a broker. I did do brokerage at one time down there in Charleston, and that's the job after I graduated Clemson that I was actually hired to do it by a company in Charleston. The reason I moved down there and kind of have so far made it about half a career doing logistics, and I manage logistics there just for our company and the product they make and stuff like that. So don't really do any brokerage, but I know a bunch of brokers.
Small world. Grew up in Charleston, worked down there for 20 years, and I know a lot about Charleston. Lived West Ashley, lived Somerville, Conn's Crossroads. Oh my goodness, my wife was down there last week visiting her mother. Her mother lives up on College Park Road. So, I had a sister-in-law, used to work for one of the, what's the big shipping, Mayor's line. She was in their office doing the shipping and receiving and that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's a lot of stuff goes in and out of Charleston now, let me tell you.
About the past year and a half, I used to work for about 10 years. I worked for Mediterranean Shipping Company, so those big boats going in and out there that say MSC on the side. I actually worked in marine operations planning where each container would go on the vessels, and depending on what's inside of them, whether or not they're has or they're refrigerated or whatever. So that was a 24-hour day, 7-day job there when I was in my late 20s, and they capitalized on some pretty low pay for the kind of job I was doing. But that experience put me kind of where I am today. I don't know. I started looking about a year ago for a job. The plan was kind of sort of after college, after I graduated Clemson, to go down there and get a bunch of experience and then come back here and go to the other side of logistics and actually work in logistics for, like, on behalf of a company, you know, that actually produces a product, and go from being, like, the shipper or steamship line or something like that and actually do it on behalf of a company, because the money's usually better, the culture's usually better, and all that stuff. So I achieved that here recently, and I got here this past weekend. Friday was a big moving day and settling in and all that stuff, so still got my ham radio bangs up here and all that, but it's just so good to be back here in the upstate. I can't wait.
Here, Charleston's an interesting town, but I went a little bit further. When we moved from Charleston, we passed through Greenville and went up to the mountains, so I actually work in Greer outside of Greenville, and I live in Hendersonville, actually, what they consider a little enclave called Edneyville. Yeah, this is named after the Edneys, but I'm at 3,200 feet elevation, where it's not a lot cooler, but it's cooler than what it is here, that's for darn sure, and definitely cooler than what it is in Charleston, if you know what I mean, NC9B. We love up here. I have 20 years law enforcement down there in Charleston, and 23 years up here in Hendersonville where I retired. So I just drive tractor trailer every now and then, about 2 days a week, which this week, I drove today, and I don't have anything for tomorrow, so they may or may not call me this week for another day.
Pretty crazy is that you come from law enforcement. My major in Clemson, I didn't do, I didn't, I, uh, wound up in sociology, criminal justice. I thought I wanted to be a secret service agent there and all that, but in law enforcement, that's not like getting called up to the major leagues to play baseball. I think there's a lot of people that want to do that, so the chances are slim, and there's a lot of risk. Candidates, but yeah, majored in criminal justice and got a job my senior year as a swing driver for FedEx, and they got me my CDL and all that stuff. I could pull the wiggle wagon, tandem containers, and everything from that to delivering packages to people's house. So I kind of I would take over and do for like couriers that were out and running in and out of offices and going and picking up stuff over in Spartanburg, Greenville, and all that stuff, and went full time after that. And then I got a call one day. I had a resume online there through Clemson University that a guy at company down there in Charleston saw and said, "Ah, your resume reminds me of my son's. How'd you like to come down and interview in Charleston?" And I'm like, "Sure." So I did that, and 2 days later he offered me the job, and I moved to Charleston. The rest is history.
That's good history. Charleston's got a lot of history behind it. Really enjoyed it. Just got too big for me. Too many people. Too much traffic, you know, afternoon rush hour or in the morning rush hour, you know, if you got to travel Rivers Avenue or I-26, it's going to be bumper to bumper and crawling. And, you know, there's almost no way to get around that. You go to Ashley Phosphate Road or Dorchester Road. I mean, it's all pretty much the same at those hours. That was just getting too conglomerated for me. Greenville kind of gets that way sometimes, too. That's why I head back to the mountains.
In about the past year or two, it's like I told my family up here, I was the only one living down there, and everybody, I didn't make it up here to Greenville nearly enough because everybody always wanted to come to the beach to see me. But yeah, in the past year and a half, 2 years, something like that, it reached, with me, it kind of reached this breaking point of where it wasn't really fun to live there anymore because it was so busy, and everybody in Charleston has to go over like one of three bridges to get anywhere. And I still think, and people are always telling me, they're like, traffic in Greenville is just as bad as Charleston. I'm like, hey, if you came and lived in Charleston, you would look at that traffic and realize that everybody's got to go over the same bridges because there's water everywhere. And then you get up here, and it's like I look at rush hour here. Now, it's not the school year or anything like that, but I know 85 can get pretty gnarly out there. But it's definitely not as bad as I've seen in Charleston. I was pretty happy moving out of there. I've been married, had kids. So I was, really had enough for me. I got up here, so did a job of
fencing so bad, I could get about once every third syllable, or a fourth syllable of that matter, but I'll side with you. It's good meeting you, Rylan, and like I said, my name's Leon, called NC9V. Hope you enjoy the weather and the day, and enjoy, welcome to Greenville. I know your family's here, so you're probably coming back. Welcome back to Greenville, and we'll chat with you further down the pike. 73s, have a great day, and stay cool, my friend. NC9V. Be clear on your phone.
Okay, so yeah, I got down a little hole. I'm in a weird area right now, so I might be in and out of the repeater like you said, but I'll save 73s. We'll definitely, you'll definitely hear from me again on this machine. So this is K4RY. Have a good afternoon. Stay cool.